Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Mrs. Ya'el Davidowitz, Perek Samach Aleph, Chapter 61, Doing Good After Doing Wrong. Pasuk Zayin, Yamim al Yamei Melech Tosef Shnosev Kemo Darvadar. Prolong the days of the king, may his years extend through generations. The Medrash explains a fascinating backdrop to this pasuk. Adam HaRishon, the first human being, was supposed to live forever. Once he sinned, however, death was introduced to the world, and Adam was then slated to live 1,000 years. Adam had the ability to see, to be aware of future history, and through this capacity, he saw that David needed years to accomplish all that he needed to do. With this knowledge in mind, Adam gave up 70 years of his life and gifted them to David. How does this work? How does someone choose to give years to someone else? David lived 70 years, and the Medrash indicates that David was only supposed to live for 3 hours. How could that be Hashem's plan? These are all great questions that I don't have answers to, but I would like to share a powerful lesson that we can each learn from this Medrash, explained by Rav Nassim Tzvi Finkel in his Sefer Ar HaTzafon. David's many accomplishments, including the composition of Sefer Tehillim, the paving the way for the construction of the Beis HaMikdash, the establishment of Beis David from which Mashiach will come from, these were all only possible because Adam gave years of his life to David. And all that only took place because Adam messed up, because he sinned and was evicted from Gan Eden, and his actions brought death into the world. When we mess up, we can get down on ourselves. We can feel hopeless, ashamed, and discouraged about the future. What now, we may think? Did I mess up my life forever? Adam's sin was disastrous. It literally changed the course of mankind. However, Rav Nassim Tzvi Finkel teaches us that from that transgression came a seed of building for the future. Death was introduced, and then Adam had the opportunity to make an elevated choice. He made a choice to give, to do an act of chesed and give some of his finite years to David, who used them for so much good in the world. When we mess up, tshuva is in order. Admitting what we did, regretting what we did, and resolving to do better and different in the future. And as long as we are alive, we can use that error to ask ourselves, what good can I now do with this experience that I had? What elevated choice do I now have? What good could I do after doing a wrong? Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'iloi Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Bas Feigel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother. Thank you, Rena Glasser, for the musical accompaniment.